Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Portland Pilots Show. We do this show every Monday night at 10 p.m. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And glad to host this show each week and thrilled for almost every week to talk with Jason Breaux, the outstanding associate athletic director at the University of Portland. And he drives this show. He drives big numbers on this show, and we love it. Jason, how are you tonight? And you got a busy week ahead of you, as always.
Yeah, it's exciting. I do have a busy week. It's been a busy last few days, and very exciting news. Everybody on campus is really excited. So we got to spend the day with our new head coach, Terry Porter, and, you know, he's everything we'd hoped he'd be and more so far. And the next few weeks, and specifically tomorrow with the big day of the introductory press conference, is really exciting. We're hoping to have a lot of people out there. We've talked a lot in our today with a lot of our external team and our ticket sales people, and it's unbelievable how much Terry's name recognition has brought to the university already. People are really excited about getting tickets, and so it's been a great hire so far, and we're excited to put him in position to take the program to the next level.
Yeah, and sadly, I can't make it tomorrow. I've got a prior commitment at work, actually, that I've got to take care of. But, Jason, I'd love to be there. It's going to be quite a day, and you're going to have a big turnout. And this is kind of right up Terry's alley. He does a fabulous job with these things.
He does. He's been a great, team ambassador for the university or for the Portland Trailblazers. And, he's looking forward to stepping on the bluff and, getting a chance to meet a lot of our hopefully season ticket holders, students, faculty, other staff members. And there's going to be a pretty large media contingent there as well tomorrow. So it's great. It's an opportunity to, bring, shine a bigger light on the University of Portland, specifically the basketball program. And we couldn't ask for a better City of Portland ambassador than Terry Porter. As you well know, you're not going to find anybody who has anything negative to say about him. He's just an ultimately good guy. He's excited about the opportunity. He's diving right in and really eager to get going. And, we're excited to support him. And I think there's some great opportunity there for the Portland Pilots basketball program.
Jason, and I say this with all due respect because I think it's great. Once all the hoopla ends, and you and I both know it ends, then the business comes of putting a winning basketball team together. He's going to have the probably the best point guard in the WCC returning, in my opinion. He's got some big men that show some promise. Where are the holes that need to be filled in your opinion, and what you've garnered from talking to him? And I know it's still early, but we'll be in October before we know it.
It's very early, and I think for Terry, too, he's seen us play a few times, obviously, and his son plays for St. Mary's, so he's familiar with the West Coast Conference. He's obviously very familiar with Alec Wintering, as you mentioned, probably the best returning point guard in the conference. The questions in terms of, what he's going to look for, a lot of it's going to depend on, and, I had an opportunity to listen to when he addressed the team for the first time today and then set up individual player meetings. He met with each guy for about 15 minutes today just to kind of do some introductory stuff. And I think for him, it's just kind of creating the culture he wants to create with the players he wants to create. I think most of the guys, I'd be surprised if we lost many, if any guys, as they were very excited and looking forward to working under a new regime and working with Coach Porter. So, I think he talked a lot about, defensive accountability, toughness, getting out in transition and running, and just kind of, continuing to evolve as players and just having a lot of accountability. And I think that translates well to what these guys want and how they want to do it. So in terms of, pieces that need to be added and everything, he's going to have to, get a chance to work with these guys on the court to figure out where that might be. We talked a lot about it last year, but, we have some big bodies, but you weren't getting a lot of offensive production out of those big bodies. So I think getting an interior scoring presence will be key. Figuring out if the kids that have signed and committed are still going to come. Terry's going to work through that, this week, once he gets a little more settled, just to just to see what the roster makeup looks like, and if there is any holes that, that he needs to go out and fill, you know, we want to be able to turn that around and do that quickly.
And I think we all forget when we take a new job, it's you got so much on your mind. As a matter of fact, I just read this the other day in the Wall Street Journal, Jason, that to learn a new job and feel comfortable in, on average in the United States, it's 8 months. But unfortunately, sometimes basketball coaches don't have that time frame. You know, he's got to learn names of everybody, not so much the team, but everybody on the campus and all types of people congratulating him and students and everything. It's a process.
It's absolutely a process. And Terry's one of those guys that I can already tell just working with him a little bit where, you know, he's very eager to meet people, to share, you know, conversations, to, you know, authentic meet people, not just shake your hand as you walk by. And, you know, sometimes I almost think we're going to have to protect him from himself in some regards, because he does know he's got so much on his plate that he's got to acclimate to in such a short amount of time, to your point. And, you know, figuring out that staff and identifying the staff is going to be key. And I know he's got some ideas already, but getting that turnaround will be quick. He's got a huge learning curve in terms of transitioning to college, which he's well aware of. So we've already started that process, but getting a staff underneath him will be key in the short term. And then, like you say, putting the hours in, which he's willing to do and has already shown a great desire to meet everybody on campus, be a great part of the community. He's already met many of our coaches today. He's eager to meet a lot more people tomorrow. And, you know, like you say, I don't know if we could find a better fit in terms of a person of such great character that this city really resonates with. And so it's just a really exciting time to be a part of it.
Very well said, absolutely. And you know, a tip of the cap to Scott Lakeham, you know, who I know and not afraid to admit it, that I really enjoy and also admire him for his professional abilities. He's gaining quite a reputation around the country for hiring coaches, and more power to him.
Absolutely. I think, you know, he's done a really good job. We've talked about it a little bit on the show before, but ultimately the proof will be in the pudding after a few years to see, you know, how the hires pan out. But from everything that I've seen among, you know, who Scott has brought in terms of new coaches, I think we've seen some immediate good turnaround results right off the bat. And the future looks really bright in a lot of those programs. And, you know, basketball, the opportunity now for basketball, not just from a PR standpoint, but just from a chance to progress the program to a new level, that kind of goes hand in hand with the reputation you can develop in a city. And I think our reputation immediately went up a notch with what Terry brings to campus. And like we've talked about with his integrity and his work ethic and everything else, that aligns really well with what we're trying to do. And it wouldn't surprise me if he follows that same direct trajectory as some of those other programs we talked about where, you know, a year or two in, you're going, okay, this is going in the right direction. And I'm excited to see that all play out.
Yeah, and to parlay on to your point, it obviously lifts the entire athletic department when there's such a big-time hire. And in addition, not just a big-time hire, but a popular figure.
Yeah, very popular, you know, especially for all of us. You know, I grew up watching the Portland Trail Blazers in this area, and the thing that's really surprised me is it's not just, you know, the people who watched Terry play when he was younger, but even a lot of the students on campus and some of our student workers. When the news broke on Friday, I was actually a little surprised because I'm like, you know, are these 19, 20-year-old kids gonna really know Terry Porter the name? You know, obviously – you know, Blazers fans will, but you know, a lot of people on campus were, wow, Terry Porter. I can't believe we got Terry Porter. There was a lot of excitement around that, not just from the, you know, people of our age or my age or your age, but a lot of the young students and our student workers were really excited about it. And that really just shows kind of what he's been able to do, not just on the basketball court, but in the community since he's retired. He's stayed very relevant because he's done so many good things. And now I think that translates to a great deal of excitement towards what he can do on the basketball court. And, you know, not often I've seen quotes from Eric Spoelstra, who's obviously very tied to the University of Portland, being an alum, and he was very excited. You know, we talked with Eric, Scott talked with Eric during the hiring process about Terry, and, you know, was a strong advocate for him, you know, calling references like Greg Popovich, Rick Adelman, Dick Bennett, and, you know, some of the elite when it comes to basketball coaches in this world have nothing but praise for Terry. So I don't know if you can get better recommendations or references than who we just listed off. And they're all firmly behind Terry and think he's going to do a great job.
And obviously Terry Porter will always be etched in my history, because when I was on KFXX, the first sports station ever in the city of Portland, now we got about 25 of them or whatever, I can't keep track, but he was the first NBA player that I ever interviewed, had on an interview, so I will not forget that, Jason. That was a great moment. He was great then. He's great now. Let me ask you the obvious question, too, is when you hire a person like that, everybody wants to know, has the staff been assembled yet, and is there anybody that we know that's coming, or any names?
Not at this point. You know, that's a process. Literally, today was the first day Terry's, you know, been on campus in any type of capacity, in semi-official capacity. So he wanted a chance to meet the team, meet the players first of all, and then, you know, I think through this week, going to figure out the staff scenario. I'm pretty sure he's got ideas. I know he's got some ideas of people, but there's a lot of things, you know, a lot of I's to dot and T's to cross before that. I think he's going to meet with all the current assistants and support staff just to get a clear 360 picture of where the program's at, where it's going, what everyone thinks. And then, you know, hopefully very quickly after that, be able to put together that staff, get it finalized, and get out there. And if recruiting is needed this year, recruit. If not, develop all those players and get them ready for the summer and into next fall.
And, Jason, in conclusion, because you got a busy day tomorrow with the press conference at media availability at noon, but give us a little feel for our listeners. And we've got a large number tonight again, which is tremendous. I love it. A feel for listeners, what was it like for you as a person that handles the media at University of Portland when this big announcement came out? Because, quite frankly, Terry Porter's an international figure. He's just not a national figure. He's an international figure with the way basketball is spread nowadays. And where was your most unusual call from or inquiry from?
There's been lots of calls and inquiries, and, you know, it's hard to pick what the most unusual one was, but there's a lot of Pacific Northwest media, obviously, that are really into it. And I will say my email and phone over the weekend into the day has been pinging at an all-time high level, which is great. I love being busy with my job. That means good things are happening. Usually good things are happening. This is definitely something that's good. And like I say, we've already had a lot of people reach out and saying, you know, we want some courtside season tickets. We want to do this. We want to do that. It's really energized our team. Not that we hadn't been energized or working hard before, but I think it's created some new opportunities. And so there's a lot of excitement right now on campus, you know, in the athletic department, in the general university sense, because I think there's some new opportunities that are presenting themselves now that weren't there before, whether it be sponsorships, partnerships, donations, season ticket sales, marketing opportunities. And you know, I think for us, the thing that's exciting, it's not just because it's Terry Porter, it's because we get to showcase so much of the good that goes on at the University of Portland in a larger lens now. You know, Terry's affiliation with us and the fact that he's going to be a great ambassador for the University of Portland isn't just about Terry Porter, and that's what I like about it. It's going to bring, you know, a lot of eyes to the Alec Winterings of the world, you know, to the players like DeMarcus Tyson, to the good kids on this team, and to the Child Center, which is a beautiful facility like you talk about, to, you know, all of our other programs and everything. It's just showcasing the University of Portland, which I take such great pride in and think it's such a wonderful place, to a much greater audience. And so that's exciting for us to be able to plan around that and try to take advantage of such a great opportunity.
And in fairness, Jason, in conclusion tonight, I think we we would be remiss we didn't mention Coach Reveneaux and his staff, who really raised the level of University of Portland basketball in his 10 years there, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You know, Coach Rev and his staff, and we've talked about it before, they've done they're an important part of this process. And when we talk about building a program, we're not talking from scratch. We're talking the continuation of what has been built over the last 10 years, getting the program to a level of consistent respectability that it hasn't had in a long time, in quite frankly, a much more difficult landscape than there has been before when you add a BYU, when you elevate Gonzaga to a level in the last decade that it's never been at before. No team in the WCC has consistently been at since, you know, back in the San Francisco in 60s, 70s, and days, you know, there hasn't been that consistent presence in investment in some of these schools that there has been before. So throughout that landscape, Coach Reveneaux did a nice job of, you know, establishing Portland as a player. And, you know, I think the university has done a nice job of investing the resources in it to hopefully take the next step and push us to a higher level. So, yeah, a lot of credit goes to Coach Rev and his staff and everybody that came before that has gotten it to this point. And like I say, hopefully we can just continue to build off of it and do some great things.
Have a great day tomorrow, introducing Coach Porter to the media and to a lot of the public who maybe don't know that much about him. And I know it'll be well organized because you're a real pro. Thanks for doing the show tonight, per usual, and have a great week beyond that.
Thanks, Greg. Go Pilots. Hope to see a lot of people noon tomorrow out at the Child Center. Should be a lot of fun.
You betcha. That's Jason Breaux, the Associate Athletic Director at the University of Portland, and we talked a lot of basketball tonight, but obviously there was an important reason for doing it with the hiring of Terry Porter, Portland Trailblazer, one of the most popular figures, athletic figures ever in this town, stuck around, raised his family here, so great hire for University of Portland, and man, that WCC coaching tree next year. It's always been great. It's going to be great next year as well with Coach Porter and all the other additions at the other schools. Good night, everyone. Don't forget to make all your free throws, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night when hopefully I will be over this terrible cold.